This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump took to the road on Thursday, going to a political rally in Michigan amidst a firestorm caused by revelations that he knew the coronavirus was deadly, but downplayed it in public. At an afternoon news conference Thursday, the president repeated his assertion that he downplayed the seriousness of the pandemic because he did not want to start a panic.
What I went out and said is very simple. I want to show a level of confidence, and I want to show strength as a leader, and I want to show that our country is going to be fine one way or the other.
The president has come under fire after recorded interviews he did with veteran journalist Bob Woodward surfaced, in which the president said he knew the virus was airborne and knew it was deadly. In public, Trump downplayed the seriousness of the disease, saying it would just go away. Nearly 192,000 people have died in the United States since the pandemic began. Senate Democrats have scuttled a scaled-back GOP coronavirus rescue package, saying the measure shortchanged too many pressing needs. As the pandemic continues its assault on the country, we get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
On a mostly party-line vote, Democrats blocked the $500 billion package, with leader Chuck Schumer saying it did not go far enough to help Americans.
This emaciated bill is not a serious attempt.
He predicted a defeat would send GOP Chief Mitch McConnell back to the negotiating table. After wrangling back in March resulted in a more generous rescue bill, McConnell argued before the vote some help for the people was better than none.
They'll see exactly who has their backs.
Accusing Democrats of focusing more on hurting President Trump than helping others. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for $35 billion more dollars, including $15 billion in the next 3 months, for the World Health Organization's program to back vaccines, treatments, and diagnostics against COVID-19. Guterres told an online event on Thursday that the $3 billion contributed so far is seed funding, but was less than 10% of what the WHO wants for the program, formally called the Access to COVID-19 Tools, or ACT Accelerator.
The ACT Accelerator is the global solution we are looking for. Now we need to make important political choices if the world is to reap its promise. First, we need a quantum leap in funding to increase the chances of a global solution to get the world moving, working, and prospering again.
Financial support has so far lagged behind goals as nations or governments, including the European Union, Britain, Japan, and the United States, reach bilateral deals for vaccines. That prompted Guterres and WHO General Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus to plead with nations to contribute to the ACT Accelerator. The U.S. Labor Department reported Thursday that the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits stayed the same last week. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
Applications for unemployment benefits stayed at 884,000 last week, indicating layoffs in the U.S. haven't dropped amid the coronavirus pandemic. That figure far exceeds the number of Americans seeking benefits in any previous week before this year. And economists say the failure of Congress to agree on a new emergency rescue package is hurting the economy. With the $600-a-week federal jobless benefit having expired, the Trump administration is providing a stripped-down $300 a week. But so far, that program is operational in just 12 states. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Diana Rigg, a British actress who became a 1960s style icon as secret agent Emma Peel in the TV series The Avengers, has died. She was 82. Rigg's agent Simon Beresford said that she died Thursday morning at home with her family. Rigg starred in The Avengers alongside Patrick McNee's bowler-hatted John Steed. She also starred in the 1967 James Bond thriller On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Rigg spent several years in the 1960s as a member of the Royal Shakespeare Company and combined screen work with an acclaimed stage career. In later life, she played Olenna Tyrell in Game of Thrones and starred alongside her daughter in the British sitcom Detectorists. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.